Good morning, this is Philip. I had my first official 10K race today. I ran it right at an hour. I'm not exactly certain if the time, I think when I crossed the finish line, the time that was showing on the monitor was 1 hour 40 seconds, but I'm not actually sure if that will be my official time or not, because I'm not certain if they will start my official time when I crossed the starting line or when they actually started the race, because I was back in the pack a little ways. I ran with Beth Newtok again. I really enjoy running with Beth. She keeps me motivated and keeps me on pace, and we kind of talk each other through. There were a couple of times where I felt like I was fading, and Beth had a pretty strong was really taking the lead at a pretty strong pace, and I just kind of forced myself to keep up with her. And there was another time where she really needed to just stop for a couple of seconds and just walk for a minute, catch, drink some water, and I kind of stopped and walked with her. And we stayed together for the whole race up until about the last 4/10 of a mile. What was then left in my tank was pretty much depleted, and Beth felt like she was getting a bit of a second wind, so I let her go on. But for the most part, we really stayed together and kind of had a leave no person behind mentality. And I really liked that as a runner. Most of my runs are by myself. I've had the opportunity to run with Bob, and I've run with Beth a few times, and I really like having someone to run with. We don't really converse a whole lot, a little bit from time to time. Beth and I both had our headphones on. We'll listen to our own music. But there's something about working together and helping each other. There were times when I think I pushed Beth a little bit. There were other times when she definitely led the way, especially in the crazy traffic at the beginning. I told her just to go ahead, and I would stay on her tail as we had to weave our way in and out of people in order to kind of get on the pace that we wanted to be on. But I think that's probably my biggest takeaway from today. I'm excited about reaching the goal of having run that race, the 10K race. But I think I'm most proud of the fact that we kind of helped each other along. We stuck together until she left me at the end. But we're not going to count that, because I actually sent her ahead. But I think there's something to be said for that. And I think there's something to be said for that in the classroom as well. We're big on personalizing learning these days. We're big on adapting it to each individual child. And I think that's good. I don't want to make it sound like I don't think that's good. But at the same time, I think there is something to be said from time to time for us to slow down and work together and help one another get there. I think sometimes our students learn more from actually taking on the teacher role and helping a peer. And I think sometimes that learning goes deeper. So while adaptive learning and personalized learning, I think, are extremely valuable, I don't want to discount that. I do think there's something to our slowing down and working together, having students help each other, and for our all being on the same page from time to time. I think there's a real blessing and a benefit that comes from that, a sense of partnership and community. And I think sometimes the learning goes deeper than it does when we're each out stretching and learning on our own. So, as always, feel free to push back. Feel free to argue against me. I don't have any research to back this up. Just kind of a lesson that maybe I've gleaned from my experience as a runner. I hope you've had a really good day. I hope you do. I'll try to get this typed up. I never got to Fridays typed up because life has been pretty crazy. But I hope that you're well. Thanks.